BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17, Union. Continuing his point in truth, countering a misrepresentation of grace, Apostle Paul presents the resurrected Christ and our future resurrection in verse 14. Jesus was raised from the dead, and we will be bodily raised too. Why? We will be raised because we are united with him in body. Those who believe in Jesus has been united in body with Christ himself, verse 15. The connection I have with Christ Jesus is not just spiritual, it is also body and soul. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 29 through 32. This is a profound mystery. Consider this. The foundation and establishment of marriage between Adam and Eve was nothing new. Marriage is based on the essence of the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one and yet three. The Trinity is a perfect union that is also a profound mystery, for love cannot exist unless it is bestowed on another. The Father loves the Son and the Spirit, and in them love exists. Adam and Eve were made one flesh in the image of the Trinity. The Spirit dwelling in them bound the couple one in soul and flesh. Knowing this truth, Apostle Paul continues his case. When a person has sex with a prostitute or anyone, they are united in body and soul. They are one flesh. Paul says, never unite the Lord with a prostitute in verse 15. Verse 17 adds the speciality of Christ's bond with his beloved. We are united with him in spirit. This too was a profound mystery. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through 33. Sacred and profane cannot be joined.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.